We are now joined by Lakes Region 200 race winner, Christopher Bell. Crew Chief Jason Ratliff, and Executive Vice President of Joe Gibbs Racing, Steve D'Souza. Christopher, third win of the year, first start here in this series and a win. Talk about the late stages of that race.
Well, after yesterday I knew that our Ream Camry was really good. The 22 was obviously really good, and we knew that going in. So knew it was going to be hard, and then at the very first stage of the race, you know, I was able to get out there and just kind of roll around there and didn't feel like I was using my stuff up too bad. And at the end of the run, he started calling lap times, and the 22 was quite a bit better than me, and I couldn't really go any harder. So at that point, I knew we were going to have to make big strides. And, you know, luckily Jason was able to put four tires on it, and, you know, that's why we won the race.
Let's open the floor for questions. We'll start with Rich here in the corner.
Christopher? What does it say about your team and your car that you were able to fend off Kyle Busch and Brad Keselowski in consecutive weeks?
Well, I've got the same cars as Kyle Busch, so Kyle Busch doesn't have Jason, so that's a big advantage for me. But, you know, driving for Joe Gibbs Racing, you've got great, great equipment. And, you know, they've won before me. They're going to win after me, so it's my job to make sure that they win with me. That's the bottom line. I just got great race cars, and thankfully I've been able to capitalize on that the last couple of weeks.
Go to Bob over here.
Bob Parker, ESPN. Jason, Christopher's been saying before the last couple of weeks, like, I got to win these races. I'm supposed to win these races. What's he done different the last 2 weeks?
Well, I don't know that he's done anything different. You know, if you look all the way back to Atlanta, you know, he's done a nice job of running in the top two or three at most of these tracks, and you know, competing against, you know, Kyle and Brad and Kevin, and you know, running up there with Larson and all those guys. So I think he's doing the same thing. We're just we're giving him better race cars. I think we're learning a lot about what he needs, and we're doing a better job of making adjustments through the race, and it's just coming together. You know, it's one of those deals. You stay after it, and you keep doing what you do best, and the things you're not doing well, you keep growing. And hopefully, you know, in the next 6 or 7, we just keep building on what we have right now. So it's just all coming together. I think that we started the season capable of winning races. And Christopher's, you know, he's doing a good job of communicating what he needs with the race car each and every week. And the guys are building better race cars at the shop. So I think it's, you know, everything all around, his ability, the race cars, the pit crews, we're just coming together when it counts.
John Haverland, ESPN, Albuquerque. Christopher, would you like to see the PJ1 added to any other lanes, or is it good the way it is? Like, would you like to see it closer to the wall for another possible lane?
Absolutely. I think last year was the first year they did it, right? I wish instead of, so it's in the first, which is great. Having it in the first lane is really good. The second, it doesn't have it, that's fine. Third lane has it. I wish that they would put it,
like, alternated?
Well, not really alternate. I think two strips is fine, but instead of lane three, put it in lane 4 to 4.5. I don't know. Nobody's ever ran up above that little concrete strip or asphalt strip that they have. But if there's PJ1 up there and there's grip up there, we will move up there. And you know, then if you move the groove up, I think that'll make the bottom more competitive, and it'll make the racing groove wider. So yeah, I would like them to make it wider.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Jason, you've been in the Cup Series. You've got a lot of experience there. You've worked with different drivers. With somebody like Christopher, what are some of the things that he's doing well, either on the track, in the garage, with you, that's helping him, that's putting him on a level of Cup? And what more does he need to work on to get up to that level?
Well, wow, that's a big question. I think that you know, one thing that stands out to me most is just his desire to learn, you know, and be the best. Not at just going out and winning races, but you know, understand the game, understand the strategy, whether it's, you know, being the best at getting on pit road, running pit road, which you did a nice job today without attack, running pit road and not getting a speeding penalty, but just all around good driver. I mean, you see the guys in the Cup Series that are really good, they're more than just race car drivers. They understand the game. They understand, you know, the time lost passing cars and, you know, just the whole thing. It's more than just going fast. And I think Christopher has that on top of just, you know, natural ability to drive a race car fast. And, again, we're learning, and we're learning together. But I think that's, to me, the thing that stands out the most is just his desire to continue to learn and, you know, just be a sponge every week, learn and be better than the week before. And that's, you know, that's what you need to be if you're going to be the best.
Dustin, then Terrell.
Yeah, just to follow up, Jason, is, and you made the point about what Christopher had to go through with the tack issue.
Yep.
Do you have a sense of how much time did, I'm assuming he lost a little bit of time because I'm guessing he was probably safe, but how much time was lost and,
right,
and maybe how close that he actually, you know, was to what a normal stop.
Well, he did a great job. If we assume that the pit stop was even with the one car, I think at that point the one car was, you know, a couple seconds behind us, and we came off pit road maybe a half a second behind him. So it's really, you know, it was really good because the one car got on pit road. I can't remember if they came to pit road with us or the lap before. Okay. No, we get pit road speeds typically on Monday, so we'll see. We'll see how well he did.
Terrell Covey, The Porch with Harold. We hear a lot about how difficult this track is, but it seems like every time you come here, Christopher, no matter what you're in, you win. You know, what is it for you that has made you so successful at this track so quickly?
Well, I wish I could say it was me, but I don't really think it is. You know, this place is, you know, I don't know. There are places you go to that I don't want to say driver matters more, but you go to a Chicago, Atlanta, Homestead where you're slipping and sliding, and I feel like a driver can, you know, really hinder you if he's bad, or he can excel and carry the car. But Loudoun, I don't think, is one of those places. I think if you've got a really good race car, then you're going to succeed. And it all started with a test that Kyle Busch Motorsports had. We were able to come up here and test before the 2016 season, and from that point on, my trucks were really good. I ran second. Well, KBM ran first and second with Byron winning, and I ran second the first year, and then the next year I came back and won. So I've just had really good race cars, and you know, I don't think it's anything that I've got going on. Just my cars always turn good, and yeah, the cars drive good here.
Mark, then Jim.
Mark Garrow, PRN. I've got two questions. First for Steve. Has Christopher, you hire a guy and you have high expectations, but has he outperformed those expectations, at least at this point in the season?
Well, I think if you look at Christopher's background, you know, he's excelled in every series he's ever been in, won races, and so I wouldn't say he's outperformed it. He's doing exactly what we thought he would do. You know, there's a transition period, we think, and it's, you don't just jump in these things, go straight to the front. He does, and he did, so that shows the level of talent he has, and he's got a tremendous passion for it as well. So I would say he's right on par.
And Christopher, you know, to be, forget about the team and all that stuff for just a second, but personally, what does it mean to you to beat back-to-back weeks two of the best in the business in Brad Keselowski and Kyle Busch?
Well, that's makes me happy. It, you know, you see all this crap going around the internet where, you know, Cup guys shouldn't be allowed in Xfinity. And well, why shouldn't they be allowed in Xfinity? If you're a great race car driver, you should be able to compete with them. You know, it's ever since I was a kid growing up sprint car racing, I strived to go race with the World of Outlaws because they were the best. And, you know, so I've strived to race with Kyle Busch and Keselowski and all those guys. And, you know, I love racing with the best, and, you know, I want to be the best.
Jim in the corner, then we'll go back to Dustin over here on the left.
Jim Utter, Motorsport.com. Two questions for Christopher. First, you're in contention for a win, you have no tack, and you have to make a critical green flag pit stop. Well, I know you said out on the in victory lane that you were nervous, but how did you What was your approach to dealing with it?
Well, we made a practice green flag run in practice to pit road. And so I kind of had my marks of when I needed to start decelling. And so I just kind of backed it up, knowing that I had no idea how fast I was going to go. So I backed up my marks and then, pretty much just tried to use motor pitch. I think our number today was 4,800 or something second gear, which is quite a bit higher than what normally it is. So I just tried to hear that pitch of the motor and you know, I had a really good spotter that was able to kind of slow me down or speed me up. So I think it was just kind of luck and it worked out.
And it was mentioned earlier, you talked a little bit in the last couple of weeks about feeling like you needed to win more to be that guy in the series. After the last couple races, do you feel a little bit better about your position, or do you feel it's something that you really need to see as you go into the playoffs?
Yeah, I definitely feel better about our playoff situation now. We're winning races and we're gaining those valuable points. I think last year going into the truck playoffs, I won 5 times, and that bonus points that we had was, you know, so nice. It was pretty much made us stress free for the entire playoffs. So we're gaining on that, and that's really important. But as far as racing, man, you're only as good as your last race. So you just got to keep winning. That's the bottom line.
Dustin
Long, NBC Sports. Steve, along with Christopher's performance today, you had another performance, a real strong performance with Ryan Preece. He certainly put together some strong runs in the limited starts. I think the question becomes from a lot of people is how do you get him in a car more often? What are the plans? Is there anything else that can be done? Where does that kind of stand since he's kind of put together some good runs in the limited time?
Well, yeah, we're proud of all three teams, actually. They've done really well. Brandon, Ryan, and Christopher today did a really, really good job, and that's a great question. You know, we're trying to uncover always the next great phenom. We've got one right to my right here, obviously, and Ryan's doing a great job. In Ryan's case, you know, he's running part-time. He's got a bunch of races he's getting ready to come up on. And I think for us, you know, we're just trying to put all the pieces of the puzzle together and see what flows. You know, obviously we've got some really good young talent, and we're just trying to figure out the best way to place them in race cars. And at the end of the day, you know, that's what we're trying to do is put them in our race cars, but we're also trying to help them in their career paths too. So, you know, for Ryan, you know, he doesn't get to run full-time right now. We'll see what happens in the future. But in any case, we're hoping and helping him to get a good career path for him in his future.
Any final questions? Bob?
Bob Pockris, ESPN. Christopher, kind of following up what I asked Jason, I mean, are you a better driver than you were like 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago? Have you been watching what the guys in front of you have been doing, or are you giving better feedback during the race weekend to get your cars better?
I mean, I don't think I've become a better driver. No, you get more experience, which that helps. But as far as ability, you know, I think you pretty much either got it or you don't got it. You know, like Jason said, if Harvick wasn't there at Atlanta, we could have won the race or contended for the win with Joey, and obviously Harvick goes really good at Atlanta. So even back to the beginning of the year, we've been really fast and competed for wins, and it's just all coming together now. And I've lost like Phoenix earlier this year. We passed Keselowski for the lead late in the race and just got a little bit too loose on the last run. And today Keselowski took 2 tires and we took 4 tires. So I've lost a couple of them where I could have, should have won, and now I'm winning a couple that I could have, should have lost.
Any final questions? Christopher, gentlemen, congratulations.
Thank